forget. I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you here for the next 2 hours. Coming up today, we have none other than Lee Rogers, RogueGovernment.com. We're going to talk a little bit about H.R. 1955 and probably throw some other stuff into the mix. Phone lines will be open in the second hour. Get to him right after the first break, but before I do that, a few announcements I want to make. A little bit of bad news, folks. Sherry Jackson was convicted on 4 counts of willful failure to file, which means that we had another dumbed-down jury that probably didn't get to hear any of the evidence. I don't know. I'll find out what the specifics are in that and probably have a little bit more about that later. Feds cut rate 0.25 point. Like that's going to do any good. Gold is almost, and they're knocking on the door of $800 per ounce. They're just a few bucks shy of that. And for all of those people out there who haven't already taken some of their assets, converted it into gold or silver, Robbie Noel, 1-800-691-7898. I've told you before and I'll tell you again, it's time to start converting to gold, folks. That Fed rate cut isn't going to do a lot of good. On the good news side, I don't watch TV, but I made myself available into a position to be in front of a TV last night. Didn't want to miss Jay Leno because Jay Leno had none other than Ron Paul on. And I believe that show was seen by about 11 million people, which is really, really good. Paid very close attention to what Jay Leno had to say and Ron Paul's responses. And what's really, really great about Ron Paul is you can tell he is so charismatic as far as just being honest and genuine, and it just emanates across. When he walked out on the stage, folks, he got a rousing ovation, which is really great, which means a lot of people are now aware of Ron Paul, and guess what? He's getting stronger by the day. Now, the questions that Jay Leno posed to him, I don't know, a little bit guarded, but at any rate, what's nice about the answers was that Ron Paul was very genuine. He got, I think, and I didn't count them, but I would say somewhere between 4 and 5 rounds of applause during some of the answers that he had. Now, what does it mean because he went on in front of 11 million people? Well, it just means that he's getting the exposure that is needed. It's sad to say that these networks like Fox and MSNBC and ABC won't give this guy the time to come on and make any public statements or announcements, but he's getting out on the circuit. It makes me wonder, though. Let's see. Bill Maher had Ron Paul up for, I believe, a little stint. If we can get him out there, if he's able to get out on these talk show circuits, even if the mainstream news media outlets don't bring him up, he's going to continue to get stronger. Remember, November 5th coming up, the pledge for November 5th Ron Paul Day. Don't want to forget about that. I'm really getting excited about this, folks, because, you know, our constitutional republic, people say, well, we're losing it. No, we haven't. We're not losing it. We've lost it. It's gone. All the executive orders, Military Commissions Act, John Warner Defense Bill, Patriot Act, they've stripped us of our constitutional rights. Ron Paul put him in office, and he's going to get hopefully all of them back, if not most of them back. So it's very important that we push to get Ron Paul out there. Promote it, folks. Make up your banners. Hang them along different housing additions and so forth. I saw one the other day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be back after the break with my guest, Lee Rogers. Stick with us. Got a good show today.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, I heard about this guy a time or two, Lee Rogers, and I've got my roving reporter, Rob, that comes on every once in a while and gives me an update on this or that. And we got on the subject of H.R. 1955, and when I had talked to Rob about it off the air, when he had first advised me about this particular draconian bill, he said, well, I've given it over to Lee Rogers to, you know, to pick apart, disseminate, and find out exactly what's going on with this. And I thought, well, who's Lee Rogers? Then I did a little bit more research on Lee, and I found out he had a website called roguegovernment.com. It has a lot of very interesting articles posted up there. And I want to remind everybody that some of those articles are posted at my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring Lee Rogers up here and have Lee tell us how he got into this thing. Lee, are you with me?
Yes, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, not a problem. Tell me, you know, as we get started into this, Lee, how did you get started in the Patriot Movement? What woke you up?
Oh, geez. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's really kind of a long story, but essentially what happened was is that after September 11th, you know, I started looking at some of this stuff. And at first I bought the official story and everything and what have you, and I actually joined the military for a couple of years. Spent a couple of years in the military, and some of the stuff that I saw in the military in terms of what we were doing, from people over in Iraq and things of that nature, I started to realize, well, you know, we're not being told the real story of what's going on. I started to dig deeper. You know, 9/11 wasn't really that difficult to figure out after that. I started to look at the Federal Reserve, and, you know, I just went right down the rabbit hole from there and started a website and doing what I'm doing now.
Okay, so now, did I hear you right? Did you say you spent some time over in Iraq?
I wasn't over in Iraq, but I spent a couple of years in the military, and mm-hmm. I know a bunch of people who actually were over in Iraq. And, I mean, I'm sure you know all the news and everything about what's going on over there, and, you know, it's just a total disaster. I mean, we have all sorts of crazy stuff happening over there, and we're funding both sides, and it's just a mess. We're fermenting chaos over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I mean, I've had veterans that have called into my show. I've talked to a few veterans offline, and they tell me, you know, the mainstream news that's being reported is nothing like what's really going on over there. And yes, we are funding both sides of it, and we are, you know, basically ultimately wanting to balkanize that country into three different sectors. But at any rate, you know, that's what's going on over there. But and I'll take you back, Lee. You know, right shortly after 9/11, we saw our president George W. Bush come on the air and talk about these guys hating us for our freedoms, these Islamic fascists that hated us for our freedoms, and that's why they allegedly, you know, flew these planes into buildings. But what I've seen happening, what all of us have seen happening since then, and this is the question that arises in my mind, if these Islamo-fascists hate our freedom so much, they should love us now because George Bush has done a good job of stripping us of all of our freedoms. And, you know, what has come down the pike here lately, I mean, we've seen the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill. We've seen the hate crimes legislation that just was slipped through and signed by the Senate here last month. Now we've got another piece of draconian legislation here that was shoved through by the Democrat from California, Jane Harman, H.R. 1955, which from what I understand was passed by 404 votes, and it is already in the Senate under Senate Bill, 1959, I believe. And
go ahead. Pretty much what's going on is with H.R. 1955, I mean, it's essentially the thought crimes bill. I mean, in the bill, it defines thought crime as potentially being homegrown terrorism, or really whatever the government wants homegrown terrorism to be. It gives them a complete blank check, allows them to set up this commission that is going to submit these reports in terms of recommendations as to how the government can deal with so-called thought crimes and homegrown terrorism. And then it also sets up this institution that will be as part of the Department of Homeland Security that is going to get involved in all of this, a permanent institution, kind of like a think tank. And then it goes on to say, like, yeah, we're going to look at the United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada, these three police states, to look for different things that we can implement here that they implement over there. So a very draconian bill, and yes, it is over in the Senate, and it was introduced by Susan Collins, the senator from Maine, Republican from Maine. And it's just off the charts.
Well, okay. While we're on that topic, I want to take a quick pause here and mention, folks, if you haven't already, I'm going to give you the numbers for the switchboard to call and voice your opposition to this bill. Do it very nicely. The numbers are 800-828-0498. Also 800-614-2803. And also 877-851-6437. And, you know, as we go through this, and then I mentioned a couple minutes ago, you know, we saw George Bush on there talking about Islamo-fascists and they hate us for our freedoms, yet he's done a very good job of stripping us for all our freedoms, so they should like us now. But as I look at this, and I scanned over this when Rob Bishop had sent this bill to me in a Skype message, and I, you know, when I originally scanned over it, I was looking at this and it talked about appointing a 10-person commission, and I thought what that meant was, you know, that they were going to oversee, excuse me, they were going to actually be the overseers and make the determinations of who they would go after, but that's not what it is. They're appointing a 10-person commission to examine all of this stuff, to make their recommendations, and this commission is due with a report every 6 months, and then they're supposed to have this all completed by the end of 18 months. Now, am I reading this correctly, Lee?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, what it basically does is that they're going to issue these interim reports every 6 months, and they're going to have their final report after 18 months, upon, of course, that's 18 months after the commission is first formed. So upon that report, I mean, who knows what they're going to recommend in this report? It could be re-education camps. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but it's going to give them 18 months to analyze this problem of homegrown terrorism, which if you read the bill, it has numerous references. It talks about lone wolf, homegrown terrorism, and how internet streams of terrorist propaganda are being sent out from the homeland. I mean, it's just crazy. It's obviously being targeted at networks like the Republic Broadcasting Network, websites, the different various Patriot websites. I mean, it's targeting us. There's absolutely no question about it.
Okay, so in your mind, from what you took from this, this commission that has been appointed, that is supposed to report every 6 months, and they're supposed to have all of their findings in by the end of the 18th month, now, does this mean that we've basically got 18 months with which to, you know, make our plans and prepare ourselves, or does this mean that during that particular point in time, it's a possibility that they can, turn their sights on us immediately? Do you know?
Well, it's hard to say because it's kind of vague and open-ended in the bill, but they are issuing those interim reports. So, I mean, those interim reports could have some nice, wonderful suggestions like the re-education camps and what have you. I mean, it's hard to say. But it does say after 18 months they will issue a final report which will contain all their findings. But, you know, it's not just a commission. They also established this institution, this think tank for the Department of Homeland Security, which appears to be a permanent institution that's going to be giving them all sorts of recommendations on how to deal with homegrown terrorism. So if I read the bill, as I think I'm reading it, basically this institution is going to be implemented right away. So they could be doing all sorts of crazy stuff in order to go after so-called homegrown terrorists, which, according to the bill's definition of violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism, is basically anybody they want to classify as a terrorist. And, of course, you got the Patriot Act and all the other stuff that came before this. And we're really setting up something really, really bad with this H.R. 1955.
Well, what I find interesting here is, on the one hand, they're talking about doing this, and as I read through this, and again, I have to admit, I haven't read the whole thing line for line, but what I have read of it is extremely disturbing to me, number one. But number two, I find one interesting part of this is it talks about these things that they're planning on, or the things that they're looking for homegrown terrorism and defining homegrown terrorism, radicalization and so forth. But on the other hand, they're talking about, making their or implementing their strategies to thwart this without violating any of our civil liberties. Now, if that's not an oxymoron, how in the world, Lee, would they do something like that? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because the last section of this bill, you look at section 899F, okay? This is very key. It says there, I don't have the bill in front of me, but it says, in general, the Department of Homeland Security will attempt to stop homegrown terrorism and violent radicalization without violating the Constitution. In general, there's nothing definitive there. Just as in general, they will try to do this, but they're not held accountable to it. So it's literally giving the Department of Homeland Security a blank check to do whatever they want, irregardless of what's in the Constitution.
So as I've said before, and I've noticed this, what we have now with George Bush implementing the Patriot Act, signing that into existence, these executive orders, the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, and I can go on and on, the hate crimes legislation, what they have done is covertly stripped the American people of all of our constitutional rights, including getting rid of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, while still leaving the dumbed-down mind of the American public with the illusion that they have a constitution. And I'll give you a quick thought on that. I know this because I personally went to court back in February for having a wrong license plate on my vehicle, and they had a 7.5-minute video. Actually, it was 15 minutes. The first half was in English, the second half in Spanish, where they talked about all of the constitutional rights that these people had. And I was thinking to myself as I was looking at this, listening to this video, of what an illusion that is based upon these this legislation that has been signed by George Bush. They have literally stripped us of all of our rights, but yet the dumbed-down American public still thinks that we're free. I mean, you have to admit, it's a very clever deception.
Well, yeah, Mike, I mean, that's a very accurate statement. I mean, it's interesting because you see stuff like the Presidential Directive 51, which is another story that I've been talking about quite a bit on my show. You know, I do a radio show myself. And not only that, but you also have this Washington Post article that came out that says that Bush is going to start using administrative orders to circumvent Congress. It's off the charts, Mike.
Okay. We're going to take a break. My guest, Lee Rogers, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We'll be back in three. We've got more. It's going to get better, folks. Stick with us. We've got a lot more to cover. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Lee Rogers. A short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. I have not yet opened up the phone lines. You're a popular guy, Lee. I've already got two callers on the line, so I'm going to take these two. Then I'm going to ask that, please, after these two callers, Don and Vicky, don't call in until after the top of the hour. So let's first go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael and Lee. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to know if the House Resolution one that you're talking about right now, is that the one that was originally reported to be The Onion?
The Onion? I don't know. Lee, do you know?
There was a, because people didn't know if it was real or, there was a story of there was a congressman, and he's supposed to be from some district or something like that, and he was on the floor of the Senate or, it would be the House. And, he's talking about, he couldn't get into the subject matter of what they were supposed to be voting on and stuff like that. It said, he kept on saying, censured or whatever.
I remember hearing something about that. Lee, do you know any more about that?
No, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, this bill, this H.R. 1955, I mean, this is a legitimate bill. It's on govtrack.us. You can also look at the Library of Congress. And it's also in the Senate. I mean, this is a real bill. I'm not sure about the stuff with the onion, though.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, when you read the bill, it smells like an onion. And if you peel it away, it gets worse. So
I'll tell you what.
Probably. Go ahead.
Vicky, if you guys are going to, I mean, take her call here next, maybe you could turn up his volume a little bit because I can hardly hear him.
Okay, Lee, excuse me. Carrie, see if you can turn up Lee's volume just a little bit. Okay, Don, anything
else? Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Don. Appreciate it. All right, like, quickly, let's go to Vicky in Idaho. Vicky, you're on with Michael and Lee. Go
ahead. Hi. Hi, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. First, I'd like to say this bill scares me to death, as it probably does everybody, most everybody. But there's a dilemma. And if you've seen those videos from, like, you know, the universities in California where the professors are radicalizing the MECHA members, the Hispanic students, and basically telling them that the United States actually belongs to Mexico, and they have a plan for Reconquista, and they've partnered up with Palestinian cause. You know, supposedly the Palestinians think that Israel stole land from them, and now the U.S. has stolen land from Mexico. And there's that as a dilemma. So can you, I mean, you know, can you talk about that a little bit? I mean, what, how can that be resolved? And without, you know, I know this applies. Go ahead.
Lee,
go ahead. I'll listen up there. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Vicky. Lee, you want to address that?
Well, yeah. I mean, sure. I mean, this whole thing with the illegal immigration problem and what have you. I mean, it's being done intentionally. I mean, there's absolutely no question about it. And really, I mean, the best way to resolve this thing is what Ron Paul suggested: get rid of the welfare state and make sure that there's an incentive for these people to come up here. Because I mean, what's going on? You got these people coming up here; they're raising the Mexican flag. And they literally think that they're taking over the southwestern part of the United States. So,
well, they're being taught that in their school system down there, Lee. You know, they're being taught that, you know, this is their country, Aztlan, you know, and we took it away from them in during the Treaty of Hidalgo in 1846. We paid them $10 million for it, but we stuck a gun to their head or some crap like that. I don't know. But at any rate, you know, expounding on what you just mentioned, I believe the state of Oklahoma just passed legislation to stop, to actually prosecute. Now, what I'm remembering is correct, they passed a legislation to prosecute anybody that hired them, anybody that rented them any place. So, you know, if every state did, it just fell in line and did the same thing, we wouldn't have an immigration problem. We wouldn't have to worry about deporting them because they would go back to Mexico on their own.
Oh, absolutely, Mike. I mean, what we can do is, if, like I said, if we get rid of the incentive these people to be here, they'll leave. But the problem is that we're giving them loans. I mean, we're welcoming them right into our system, and we're giving them welfare and what have you, and it's just crazy. And we get rid of the incentives, they'll go back to Mexico.
Exactly, but that just shows you that it's by design. These people in this hijacked outlaw administration do not have anything like the best interest of the American people at heart. They're not sovereigns. They're not for sovereignty in America. They are internationalists. They are globalists. They have no desire for. They don't care anything about us. All they care about is control and profit. That's all. And I mean, that's it. That's it in a nutshell. And so, you know, these people coming up over the border, it's by design. They want to bring this down to third world nations, and as I just reported on my show when it started today, you know, the Fed comes out, Bernanke comes out and cuts the interest rate a quarter of a point again. Big deal. Gold is knocking on the door of $800 an ounce. The dollar is falling off again today. I mean, it's not rocket science to realize that they are deliberately by design, and Greenspan and Bernanke have come out and said so. They're taking this dollar down by design. And John just mentioned on his show prior to mine, they've already got the Amero sitting in a bank here. In one bank, it was seen by an employee in one of the banks here in Phoenix. So, you know, anybody, and I'm not preaching to the choir here, folks, but I get just passionate about this because I've got a lot of new listeners that come on, and they're skeptical. You know, I get emails offline, and I get telephone calls. Well, you know, I'd like to believe you, but excuse me, do the math. Look at it, folks. You went to school. Some of you went to college. I know some of you personally. Do the math, okay? I mean, I don't know what else I can do. You can preach and preach and preach, and people still don't believe you. And it's frustrating, Lee, you know?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, CNN was selling the whole interest rate cut like it's a good thing, but the fact of the matter is, you destroy the value of the dollar, your bank accounts are worth less. It's a bad thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest Lee Rogers. Got another announcement from my roving reporter when I get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Lee. And Lee, before I get back to you, Lee Rogers, by the way, Rob Bishop, my roving reporter, just for that caller that called in, talked about the Onion, okay? Rob Bishop just gave me his roving report, and what it was a video of a fake congressman on the House floor debating the, quote, Ocular Penetration Act of 2007, unquote, i.e. the skull F blank 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 ing bill, if you get my drift, okay? So that's what that was. Anyway, we getting back to what I was talking about here. You know, we've got this situation where I was up north a few weeks ago, and I met a lot of people at a class reunion. You know, and I had bounced – I'd had a guy on my show that was an expatriate, and I'd just bouncing the idea, the possibility of leaving this country off of different people. And they scratch their head and they look at me like I'm nuts, you know, like this is the greatest country in the world, yada, yada, yada. And they just don't realize – and I say this for the benefit of the new listeners out there, and I have a lot of them – that, folks, you don't get it. This is covert. They have stripped you of your rights. And these people say, well, yeah, you know, I'd like to listen to you, but you know, just tell me about it. And I say, go do the research yourself. Oh, I don't want to do the research. I'd rather just listen to you. Yeah, so you can close the doors and laugh behind my back. We don't make this stuff up. This is for real. And by the time they come out and make it public that they've done this to you, it's too late. Henceforth, the reason why people like Lee Rogers and myself and all these other guys are on here telling you this, we're warning you folks, look at the numbers. Do the math. Watch the gold. Watch the dollar go down. Listen to what these politicians are telling you and what they're not telling you. You want any input on that before we move on, Lee?
Yeah, sure. I mean, basically, we got a bunch of people who are living in fantasy land out there. I mean, they watch what's on TV. They watch all the crap that's on Fox, CNN, and all these other big media conglomerate networks, and they don't realize that these people are lying to them. I mean, if you just do basic fundamental research on a lot of this stuff, there is a lot of stuff that those people do not talk about, and it's done by design. I mean, here's a perfect example. CNN, I was watching today on CNN, and they're talking about the Fed interest rate cut, and I alluded to this before the break. But they were selling it like it was a good thing. Like, oh, the stock market's going to go up. It's going to be fantastic. But what they don't say is that the value of your bank account's going to go down. Yeah, the stock market's going to go up in nominal value. But in terms of the real value, it's irrelevant. So, you know, you see so much misinformation in the media. And as a result, there's so many people who just believe it and just buy into it. And that's why we're in so much trouble.
Now, I'll tell you, I had one friend of mine that I recall, I'm not going to mention his name, but we touched lightly on the subject of the hate crimes legislation that Ted Pike had been fighting for all these years, and the ADL B'nai B'rit being behind this, and the fact that they're hiding behind the homosexuality thing, but it's really, you know, to paint people that say anything about Zionism as anti-Semite. And you know, he was one of those kind of guys that you approach and you say something to about it, and he'll say, well, you know, we got free speech. They're not going to do anything to me. I'll say whatever I want. And that's how naive and mind-numb they are, because they've been propagandized for so many years into thinking they could say whatever they wanted to say. And when this legislation was passed, I'm not sure if Bush has signed it yet. I haven't heard anything about it. But that strips him of the right to do that, and he still thinks he can say whatever he wants to say, which is even more dangerous, because if he's ever out in a public place and he uses the F-A-G word as, you know, relating to homosexuals, or the N-word or something like that, you know, even if it's, you know, I have a Scottish wife that smokes cigarettes, but she calls them fags, okay, because she's from Scotland. Somebody could be listening over in the corner and call the police and say that they're offended or hurt by that. The next thing you know, I'm in court with my wife. And these people just don't get it. They don't get it. They don't believe it. And what's even worse, Lee, is they don't want to go take the effort to research it. They would rather just, you know, poo-poo whatever you say, say you got a tinfoil hat on your head, and then go on about their business.
Well, yeah, it's easier for a lot of people because, you know, it takes a little bit of work to do research. But I tell you what, you don't have to do a lot of research. I mean, you can just look at the alternative news. You can look at the Library of Congress, just read the actual content of some of these bills. And, I mean, it's crazy. And literally what they're trying to do is they're trying to destroy all of the Bill of Rights, and they've pretty much effectively done that. We've established the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto here in this country, and most of the average dumbed-down public has no clue about that. I mean, literally, I mean, all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto have been fulfilled right here in this country, and people just don't understand.
It's because they don't take time to do the research, and they're too busy listening to what these well-paid liars on mainstream TV tell them. And you know, we're on the subject. I don't even remember who I was talking with. I can't remember who it was, but we were on the subject of screening calls. Somebody asked me, you know, how well do we screen our calls? And I told him, I said, well, we don't screen our calls at all. Oh, I remember who it was. It was a caller that had called in talking about Rush Limbaugh. And this is a gentleman who calls into all these networks, and he was telling me of how tightly Rush Limbaugh's screening process is. In other words, if you're not a total dumbed-down, mind-numbed, idiot, ditto-head American, he won't even take your call. Go ahead.
Mike, it's actually interesting you mentioned that, because I actually got through to Rush Limbaugh once, and it was funny. I gave him this dumbed-down story, like, yeah, I agree with Rosie O'Donnell on this thing. And they let me on because they figured that they could just trash me. And basically, I just brought up 9/11, the explosives in the buildings, and World Trade Center 7. Believe me, he shut me off as quick as he could and just trashed me off the air. And that clip's actually up on YouTube. You can check it out.
Well, give me access to it. I mean, if it's possible, give us all access to it, or I'll post it on my website if you give it to me off the air.
Sure.
But you know, and I mentioned this as well. You know, you got Rush Limbaugh getting paid $28 million a year. You got Sean Hannity getting $4 to $5 million a year. You got Bill O'Reilly getting about the same. All of these people are paid liars. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here when I tell you this, but folks, I'm talking for the benefits of some of these new skeptical listeners who have been listening to these people for so long, and they come at me with these questions. Well, yeah, it sounds pretty good, but I'll tell you right now, Rush Limbaugh says, I don't care what Rush Limbaugh says. Rush Limbaugh has been hooked on OxyContin for God knows how long, and it's not because he has a back ailment. It's because he's numbing his conscience. The guy's been down the road so far. He has now, the light bulb at some point went off in his head. He knows what's going on, and he can't turn back because he's sold out or compromised or both. And that's what happens with these people. They get them compromised, they pay them so much money, and that's the end of it. They can't turn around and come back, so they're going to go down with the ship. And in our situation, and I'm not just talking about, you know, me being a broadcaster or Lee being a broadcaster and also a journalist, but all of you people out there, all of you people that are out there in the listening audience, that are the veterans, that are the ones that listen to me and get the scoop and get the news every day, and you listen to John, you listen to other networks and so forth. We can't do this by ourselves, for crying out loud. We need help. We need, as John says, more boots on the ground, okay, because we have to break through to these people. And I know it's difficult. But at any rate, all right, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get off on a tangent here or a diatribe. But I wanted to talk with you a little bit about this, what is it, Directive 51. Lee, can you expound on that a little bit, this presidential Directive 51?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is something I came across. Oh, what was it? I think in May of this year. And this thing is just awful. Essentially, what this thing does, if you read through the text of this directive, it's a national security directive as well as a homeland security presidential directive. And you read this directive, and essentially what it says is that continuity of government operations, okay, will be, you know, you got the continuity of government operations for the judicial branch, legislative, and executive branch. Well, what this does is that it gives the president complete control over continuity of government, over all three branches of government, effectively making him a dictator in the case of any sort of catastrophic emergency. So if you have a natural disaster, you have some sort of false flag terror attack, I mean, you name it. I mean, they can define a disaster. They have a disaster, and then all of a sudden the president can declare himself to be a dictator because he's in charge of continuity of government operations. And that's also why you see all this secretive stuff surrounding the continuity of government operations plan. I think it was Representative DeFazio from Oregon. He can't get access to these plans. It's crazy.
And he's already, I mean, you know, for all practical purposes, with these legislative, the legislation that's gone through, the executive orders that have been signed, and if I take you back, you know, it is shortly, and I believe it was shortly into his first administration, when he cracked that joke, well, things would be a lot easier if I was a dictator, something of that nature. And the fact of the matter is, when he said that, he meant that he was ultimately going to become a dictator, okay? And that's what all of these this legislation and all these presidential orders and so forth were for. And what's even more scary, and this is what I was going to touch base with you on this too, Lee, is that now there is news coming out, some of it mainstream, that this administration is paving the way for Hillary Clinton, who is a Democrat. Now, George Bush just came out, I believe it was in a press conference about three or four weeks ago, and it was talking about Hillary Clinton. It was going to be a tough race. She's probably going to get the, you know, the nod for the nomination, but a Republican's going to win. That was a lie, okay? Because it went from odds of 66-1 down to about 3-1 Las Vegas odds now that Ron Paul will likely be the candidate for the Republican president. And he is totally – in contrast, he is totally opposite of what George Bush wants. So they're swinging this over into Hillary's camp. The defense contractors are all going, you know, they're going over the top with campaign donations to Hillary Clinton, and they're paving the way for Hillary Clinton. And I said this before, and I will say this again. At some point in time, I would not be surprised to see, and I don't know what exactly will bring it about, Lee, but I would not be surprised to see Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and all these guys with some kind of a tipping point, some kind of a catalytic something that is going to swing them over and start talking about Hillary Clinton.
Oh, you know, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Because, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because in the recent GOP debate, I mean, they spend like 15 minutes talking about Hillary Clinton. Now, why? I mean, the reason is because they want to promote Hillary Clinton any way possible, you know, if it's in the Republican debate or what have you. And, of course, as you mentioned, the military-industrial complex, they're funding Hillary Clinton. She is the chosen candidate for president that the defense contractors want to get in there. And, of course, the Hannitys, the Limbaughs, and all of them, they trash Hillary Clinton or talk about Hillary Clinton as much as possible because it puts her name out there. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they did actually switch somewhere down the road, especially if Ron Paul gets the nomination, and they start talking, well, we can't have Ron Paul, but Hillary Clinton's stronger on this war on terror. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Right, and while we're on this topic, I want to read a little bit from an article that came out today from Politico. And the title of the article is Obama and Edwards Attack and Clinton Bombs in the Debate. That's out of Philadelphia. It says, we now know something that we did not know before. When Hillary Clinton has a bad night, she really has a bad night. In a debate against six Democratic opponents at Drexel University here Tuesday, and that's yesterday, Clinton gave the worst performance of her entire campaign. It was not just that her answer about whether illegal immigrants should be issued driver's licenses was at best incomprehensible, but it was at the worst misleading. It was that for 2 hours she dodged and weaved, she parsed, she stonewalled, and when it was all over, both the Barack Obama and the John Edwards campaign signaled that in the weeks ahead they intend to hammer home a simple message, and that is that Hillary Clinton does not say what she means or mean what she says. She basically danced around the issue, and she came out with two exact opposing points within 2 minutes on the same issue, and she never answered the question. And both of these guys, Edwards and Barack Obama, attacked her. They exposed her for what she was. But you know what, Lee? I've known this for a long time, okay? And I have said this before on my program, and I'll say it again. We have been being tagged team by the Clintons for 27 years. Ever since Reagan was in office, 2 months after he went into office, he was shot, okay, and George H.W. Bush took over the reins, and it's been downhill ever since, and they've been passing the baton back and forth between the Clintons and the Bushes, and we're about, and they want to see another 8 years of Hillary, who is probably the most vicious, evil bitch that I have ever seen in my life, and it goes back to what, you know, some of the research that I've done on her, and here I go again, I'm sorry, but you know, going back into the Clinton Chronicles and some of the things that this woman has done is just absolutely atrocious. And I cannot believe, I scratch my head in wonderment, Lee, at how in the world that somebody like this could be positioned in the place that she is positioned to take over. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Hillary Clinton, I mean, the corruption, going back to that documentary, Clinton Chronicles, I mean, that was an excellent documentary. It outlines a lot of stuff that took place in the 80s in Arkansas with the cocaine smuggling and all that stuff. And, you know, it defies belief that people don't understand that it's all a big joke behind the scenes. I mean, there is absolutely no difference between the Republican and Democratic parties anymore. You know, you basically have one big party, and it's the establishment party. And you're either part of it or you're not. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. It's just a big joke, stage theater for the dumbed-down American public.
Well, I have to give them credit for this. They're very, very clever in the way that they've orchestrated it. And these think tanks that they have but that sit behind the scenes and they think this stuff, I mean, it's like a play. It's like an ongoing play that comes out every day, and they're picking and choosing the scripts that both sides are going to use. And the Republicans as well as the Democrats, they're both complicit in this. And I watched a debate. Oh, I haven't watched one for a couple months, but I remember watching one of the first debates where John McCain was up there talking. And even his body language, I could just visualize strings on both of his hands and a puppet master up at the top. You know, just parroting the same thing that Julia, terrorism, terrorism, and if I'm the president, terrorism, and we've got to stop terrorism, and that's all it is. And it goes back to the same premise, you know, you tell a big lie often enough, and people believe it. And the reason that people believe it, Lee, is they're so dumbed down and mind-numbed and propagandized and lazy that they don't take the time to research it. Now,
Well sure, Mike. I mean, who was it said that if you make a lie, you make it as big as possible? I think it might have been Hitler that said that, or Lenin, or one of those people. And essentially, that's what they've been doing. You have 9/11, which is a big lie. You have the Federal Reserve System, which is another big lie. And, of course, you have this war on terror, which is an even bigger lie, and Al-Qaeda. And, you know, it defies belief. When you actually know what's going on, you see what they're putting out in the mainstream media with this whole war on terror and how Al-Qaeda is everywhere. They got these phony Bin Laden tapes. I mean, you actually had MSNBC actually do an article questioning the authenticity of the recent Osama Bin Laden tape. And you just look at it, it looks completely fake. It looks totally fake. And people still believe it. It just blows my mind, Mike.
Well, you know, on the subject of Osama Bin Laden, and again, I'm preaching to the choir here, but I'm, for the benefit of the new listeners out there, it came out, and I believe it was Haaretz or Al Jazeera and also a Saudi paper that Osama Bin Laden, and there was an obituary in two or three different newspapers over there in the Middle East that he died December 26, 2001. So he's been a boogeyman ever since. I mean,
right.
And you look at these regurgitated tapes. You know, and these people that are piecing this together, I'm not a technician when it comes to these tapes, okay, but you look at these tapes and you can tell. I mean, all of a sudden he comes out and he's got a dark beard. You know, what did he's finally in lockstep. He's on the cover of GQ now. I mean, this isn't Muslim, folks, okay? Or you see a tape where he's got a ring on his hand and a watch. They don't do that. They're against the jewelry. So, you know, it's only the total mind-numbed American people that are buying this garbage. And this is what we have to break through. You have to point these things out to people, and you have to continue to do it. Because remember, the big lie is being told, all right? And it's very, very hard. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, Lee. You know, imagine putting yourself in that apathetic state, and then you having to go out and welcome people to your nightmare, okay? Because that's where we live. We live in the twilight zone. We've got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Lee Rogers. We've got a heck of a lot more, and I'm going to open the phone line. So be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Lee Rogers. And again, my roving reporter just popped up here and mentions to me that it was also reported in the Belgian, Norwegian, and Swedish newspapers shortly after 9/11 that two Caucasian gunmen came into Afghanistan and killed bin Laden in September of 2001. So, you know, I don't know. I didn't see anything about that. But shifting gears on that a minute, Lee, you know, we were talking about, we started this off with this H.R. 1955. And, you know, with the amazing speed with which this has gone through, covertly, I might add, and they have already put it into the Senate, it shows you that these people are scared to death. They know that we're waking people up. They know the truth's coming out. We see this happening every day. We see you know, people like We Are Change challenging the political candidates, you know, and asking them the direct question. We see college students being tasered now. We see people who haven't with the guts to stand up and challenge these senators, these congressmen, these the political candidates, and so forth, with the real hardcore issues. And these guys look like a deer caught in the headlights.
Well, Mike, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, pretty much what's happening here is that they know we're catching on to them. And I tell you what, the fact that 404 of our so-called elected representatives actually pass this thing through, I mean, every single one of these people, they should resign immediately. Of course, it's not going to happen, but they're traitors. Because this bill is completely against anything that the Constitution stands for. And every representative, every senator is supposed to have an oath to the Constitution, say, I'm going to protect and defend it. Well, they certainly didn't do it with H.R. 1955, and unfortunately, I think it's just going to fly through the Senate, and then Bush is going to happily sign it.
Bush will be frothing at the mouth to sign it, but the thing is, I mean, when you look at this and you look at the, you know, the way this is worded and the broadness, the broad stroke with which they've painted this, and it's obvious to me that they've done this deliberately to come after us. Now, yes. And I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about the listening audience out there that's passing out literature, people that are burning copies of DVDs and so forth, and it's going to be selective enforcement. They're going to do the same thing to us that they just did to Sherry Jackson. They have an amount of money that they use to get the best bang for the buck with the IRS to silence the dissenters. And they don't just go after everybody. How many million people don't file a tax return? They take the one the ones that are the most in the spotlight, i.e. Sherry Jackson, Joe Bannister, these people that you know are when they talk, people listen. Okay? And so the IRS chooses to prosecute them. It'll be the same thing with this. They are going to go after the people that are the most vocal, the ones that are the most well-known, and it's going to, for the same premise, it's to instill fear in the patriot movement. And we can't allow this to happen. Now, I want to expound on this a little bit further. I know I'm running off at the mouth a little bit here, but this is an unconstitutional law. This is a treasonous act by these 404 congressmen. Okay, and the fact of the matter is that any law, in accordance to the Constitution, any laws that are passed that is repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. This is a repugnant law. Even if George Bush signs this law, to me it doesn't mean a hill of beans because it didn't comply with the Constitution to begin with, and I'm going to ignore it, period. What about you?
Well, absolutely, Mike. You know, I totally agree. I mean, I'm going to ignore it too. You know, all this crap that they keep pushing out there, you know, I'm just going to ignore it because I've had it. You know, I mean, we basically have to stand up and we have to be prepared to defend ourselves if they actually get this whole police state martial law apparatus set up around us. And that looks exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare us. They got the police state, the martial law coming down on us. And I tell you what, you know, I'm not exaggerating this. Just read these documents. These people are not playing games.
And the people that are in the mainstream, the ones that I get emails from offline, again, my new listeners, they question me, they're skeptical, they say, well, you know, it sounds good, and I know you're really passionate, but it seems like I just can't break through to these people. And so I have to give the other side credit for the way that they've been able to propagandize them, because they've done a really good job. We're coming up to the top of the hour. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest Lee Rogers. We'll be back. Phone lines will be open, 800-313-9443. Call in if you have a question or a comment. See you in two, folks. Be right back with more. It gets better.
Probably wouldn't if I could, because I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. With